Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
That was the case, but, you know, I slept on it, and about two, I made a call and said, you know, what Fred want to do?
All right, let's go. I was just looking over a couple things. Pre-show here. We're ready to kick this thing off. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King on this Monday. You know the setup. You know the rules. On Monday, we do not guest it up. That is a show law that we strictly abide by. On Mondays, just me and you, you and I. You can dial in anytime. You can tweet anytime. If you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. So what is happening? You know, the phrase way too early is on the verboten list that we have. But there is an exception to that phrase, and that would be today. Media days starts today in a couple of locations. That is way too early. So off the verboten list, we take that phrase and we apply it today. SEC starts down in Hoover, Alabama. That is the location that has usually been where the SEC media days are. Almost all of them. Either there or the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center, right in downtown Birmingham, or last year when they had it in Atlanta. So there are a couple of exceptions, but for the most part, it has been at the Galleria Mall. The Winfrey Hotel is connected to the Galleria Mall in Hoover, Alabama. Hoover, Alabama is Birmingham, suburb of Birmingham, if you want a description, and it's a nicer section down there. Also, SEC football media day starts today, and it's a four-day event. It's a big circus. It is an absolute crazy. It's more about the event than it's about information. Nothing's going to come out of this unless there's some big surprise we don't know about. Nothing's going to come out of these meetings that gives you additional information. It's just a, here we are, media, have at it. Then we can go back to our campuses and get ready. That's basically what this is about. It's so crazy now that a couple of years ago, the story from the event in Hoover was Feinbaum got into it with Saban. That was the story. The story from the event was a media guy working for the SEC got into it with Saban over his choices when it comes to suspensions or lack thereof. That was the story. That's how crazy that event has been. But it's a necessary event. I get that part of it. And I covered, I'm thinking about 30 of them. I've done my SEC media day time. I think 30's plenty. I don't want to go again. Ole Miss Evie was talking yesterday. We were talking, and she said, I wish you guys would come on down. I said, my plan is to not go down there again. Not for that event. I hope I'm spared and I'm not down there again. Oh, let me throw out I'll call it reckless, even though I don't think it's reckless, but it's a rumor, that Media Days next year, there were a lot of rumors that maybe it'd be in Nashville next year. I don't think that's the case. What I'm told is it's Nashville in 2021 is likely the case. But I'm hearing it might well be, now brace yourselves, everybody, Dallas next year for the SEC Football Media Days. Big D might be where this is at. Now, already had people say, Bill, why Dallas? Well, I don't have a good answer for that. A&M's down in College Station. That's not Dallas, but I don't know. Just expand up. Maybe to go over there and just look at the University of Texas and say, here we are. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you there. I'm not in the SEC offices in meetings, so I can't give you a good reason. But that is a rumor that I think may well have some substance to it. Might well be right. I do not have a good answer other than Big D. It's a really big, powerful town. Other than that, I don't have a good answer. I know if we went to that one, Music City Todd could hook us up at the Omni. So I'm good with that part, but I don't have another good reply as to why it would be in Big D. Now, Big 12 Media Days begins today. Also, Big 12, that's right. Big 1-2 Media Days starts in Big D. Now, I get that part. I've done Media Days in Big D before, but it was the Big 12 where we were. I've covered it. Been down to Big D, negotiated that town, in and out of all that traffic. Oh, it's all good. Big D's a hell of a place. I'm not being critical of the town. Big D is a hell of a place. But why the SEC would locate there for a media event is a different question. Big 12 today starts also, and if you think about that league, it's chalky, just like the SEC. SEC, when they come out of these meetings, four-day event, the media predictions will be Alabama and Georgia. That's pretty old news. I'm not awaking you with some new energetic info there. Alabama won't go away. Alabama refuses to quit winning. And it's getting some people bored. It's not their problem. No, it's not Alabama's problem to make the rest of the league more football friendly. It's not their problem. It's everybody else's problem. And nobody else seems to do anything about it. That's another problem. Georgia in the East. Georgia has a big head start in players over Florida and whoever else in the SEC East. Kentucky last year, for example. Tennessee's trying to build back up. Big talent advantage over the Vols. Talent advantage over South Carolina. Vanderbilt, even though Vandy beat him 2 years ago. But big talent advantage over Vandy. And I mentioned Missouri, South Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee. Just name them all. Big talent advantage. So it's going to come out of there chalky. And frankly, from the Big 12, if you want people interested in the Big 12 championship game, got to remember now, Big 12 championship game is not a divisional thing. It is just two teams at the top, Oklahoma. And last year it was a repeat of the Oklahoma-Texas game, Red River rivalry, Red River shootout. And they played again, which if you want that league to be healthy, then it's that game again. or you're not going to have many people wanting to watch it. That's just the way it is. I know, looking back, remember back in the 2000s, early 2000s, Miami joined the ACC, and the thing was, it's really going to be healthy. Think about all these times we're going to have a championship game where we get more Miami and Florida State, and it never happened. It never happened, ever. Yeah, it's going to be really healthy, man. We're going to go back to the 90s when Florida State Miami was peak. It was incredible. It was superstar athlete lined up on superstar athlete. It was breathtaking to watch. That's what we're about to get here in the ACC in the 2000s now that Miami has joined up. It's going to be incredible. Oh, my God. I don't think we can take it. It's going to be just so awesome. Never happened. Never, ever, 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 ever happened. And it's not trending right now either. Clemson's not going to allow anything here. Just like I mentioned with Alabama, it's not Clemson's problem that the rest of the league is fecal material at times. Sorry for the description, everybody. Just the way it is. Rob in the 210 says, Bill, it's a what Fred want to do Monday on the Bill King Show. Oh, Rob hit a big parlay. I got his message. I haven't been able to look it over. I think it was a big Major League Baseball parlay. Rob is the parlay king. Rob in the 210. Now, if we want to do the SEC next year in Texas, and the rumor is it's Dallas. We'll see. We'll see if that's right. The rumor is Dallas. Then let's just do it in San Antonio. That way we can hang out with Rob. Maybe get a few parlays in while we're down there. That's the way to go about this if we're going to do it down in Dallas. The rumor is Dallas next year. Again, air quotes around rumor. And then Nashville, the 615 in 21. That's the rumor. Oh, yeah. I owe you guys and gals an explanation. I was teasing you about somebody in town. I'll explain that too. Now I don't care if it's out. I don't care. I'm going to blurt it out. I'm going to come clean with the info when we come back. Let's get the first break here. We need it. And then we will carry on. Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer? Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
A crash blocking part of the way in central Nashville at 4th and Union in front of Wild Eggs Restaurant, 4th Avenue South, a little full near Music City Walk of Fame Park and the Nashville Music Garden, 3rd Avenue South, heavier between the Johnny Cash Museum and Korean Vets. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Call 1-855-700-2979. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there, and he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King show.
Jim Corbin is one of the best coaches that I get to watch. Any sport, any day. He has taken a Vanderbilt baseball program and has made them the preeminent program in the United States of America. He's been to three natties in 6 years. He's won two of them. That's all-time kind of stuff. That's legendary stuff.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
Hi, this is Coach Ed Osterholm with LSU football. Sorry I can't take your call right now, but I'm out recruiting the best football players in the country for LSU.
Oh, let's tie.
Tommy Nashville, Coach Ed. 888-702-5494. Twitter, Bill Is King. Media days today, SEC and also the Big 12. ACC gets started this week, and that's in Charlotte. That starts, what, on, let me do the mental Rolodex here, Wednesday. Wednesday would be the ACC conference. Lots of this stuff happening. So here's what I was teasing you. There is an important guy in town. He checked in on Friday, who checked in where he ought to check in. If you come into town, you're going to go to the Omni, right? It's the number one choice. It's what you got to do. You go to the Omni. And he's snooping around town. I'll give you a hint before I tell you. I'm going to tell you. No more teasing, but who is, if you listen to the show, who is the smartest guy in the room? If you enter a random room and this person is in the room, doesn't matter who else is in the room, he's already the self-appointed smartest guy in the room. And he is really smart. Don't misunderstand me. He's very, very smart. It's kind of like if you entered a room and David Cutcliffe was in the room. If Cut's in the room, then you happen to be in the room with God's gift to football, right? We've established that here on the show. Maybe somewhat self-appointed, but it's mainly an East Tennessee thing. David Cutcliffe, God's gift to football. If you enter a room and you're in that room with the smartest guy in any room, anywhere, who would that be? I'm giving you a chance here. You can tweet it. You can call it it. You can do whatever. I'm giving you a little bit of a chance to guess it. I do not have a prize if you happen to be the first one to it. The prize closet it's locked right now. I can't get to it, so I can't send you anything. Can't make any promises. Okay, at the next event, I'll buy you a Natty Light. That's my promise. That's the prize. I'll buy you a... Or a Natty Ice, either one. It's got to be Natty, though. It's got to be the expensive stuff. I'm giving you a chance. You're going slow. I don't see any good guesses here. Jim Delaney. Jim Delaney has been in town. When Jim Delaney retires, he is house hunting in the 615. And why not? Jim Delaney lived here. Jeff, too, Bean counted this on Friday. He was here 10 years. Between, I believe Jeff was saying, he Wikipedia'd this, between 79 and 89 with the OVC. He then went to work with the NCAA, and then from that job, he got the Big Ten gig. Jim Delaney has been in town house hunting. Yeah, if you happen to be a realtor, I don't know if Jim's called you yet or not. He's probably got somebody, some hotshot realtor. There's only, what, 7 million realtors in this area? Maybe 8 million. Jim Delaney is the one. He has been snooping around town looking for a crib. I think he might have been out here in Wilco. I don't know. Let me pose this question. If you're Jim, is Jim Delaney an old money guy or a new money guy? If it's old money, generational old money that's been passed down family to family, old money, then he's going to be looking around Belmead, Green Hills, maybe Oak Hill, those areas. There's some old money in there. Some big old houses that are going to cost 7 figures now. You're not going to get a little old 6-figure home in that, in those. Maybe some parts of Green Hills, yeah. But most of that, you're going to be dabbling in 7 figures. Which Jim's got that kind of cash. That's not a big deal to him. Little old 6-figure crib ain't going to do it. Or some of the newer money in Wilco. Wilco is more new money than Belmead, those areas. I love those terms, new money and old money, because it gets everybody so stirred up. It's so funny. Oh, it is so hilarious. Yeah, Delaney is snooping around. I don't know. You think he'll call me? Once he gets here settled in, you think he'll call me and we'll go have some... I'll tell you what. We'll go get some Soul Street coffee. That's what we'll do. Me and Big Jim. That's not the ultimate Big Jim. The Big Jim, number one, is Big Jim's Ice House. That'd be Jimmy Haslam. All that oil money and all that... All that gas station, pilot, flying J money, that'd be Big Jim. Big Jim, number one,'s got more money than, he's got more money in his pocket than Jim Delaney does in his entire life. Big Jim of East Tennessee Cosby Cattleman fame has got more money literally in his right pocket of his jeans than Delaney's got. Jeff, too, says, speaking of the Big 12 chalkiness, first Big 12 championship game in 96 won by Texas. Stoops arrived in 99. Since 2000, and that year, Oklahoma won it all. Well, they won the Natty. Oklahoma's won 12 of 18 possible Big 12 titles. That's chalk. Yeah, it is. Oklahoma owns that league. Now, the biggest power broker in that league is Texas. Oklahoma's a close two. Oklahoma's got muscle, too. But when it comes to the ultimate might in that league, it's Texas. Texas is the all-governing deity of that league. If you're assigning deities, is that a word, deities? Somebody check the dictionary on that. If you're assigning a deity to each league, Texas is that when it comes to the Big 12. Alabama is when it comes to the SEC. If you're assigning a deity to the ACC, it's North Carolina. Now, North Carolina doesn't have the might that Alabama and Texas have, but they've got the commissioner, and that's big. Oh, don't misunderstand that. They've got the commissioner. That's a big deal. When assigning a deity, Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, does Nashville have an open house at the intersection of Legends Avenue and Leaders Street? He would really like that location. There's only one problem. It's probably not in a neighborhood that Delaney would consider good enough for himself. That'd be my guess. Jim, big Jim number two is going to need a little bit of privacy. He doesn't want people hanging around the house, knocking on the door, irritating the smartest man in any room, any place in America. He don't need a lot of people tugging on him. Big Jim ain't going to give you a group hug. That's not what he does. Big Jim, governs as the smartest guy. The smartest guy can't be having a little old conversation with me and you. It's just, it's beneath him. He can't do it. SEC Media Days starts today in Hoover, Alabama, at the Galleria Mall. It's interesting. If you've ever been there, it's a big mall, just like any old mall. Got the food court and all the various stores, the mall stores that you're used to. But on the front end of the mall is a hotel. It's the Winfrey Hotel. Now, I don't know what it's associated with, meaning it's a Hyatt. It's definitely not an Omni. It's not an Omni. It's not as nice as any of the Omnis. The one in Atlanta. The Omni in Atlanta is not nearly as nice as the one here in the 615. It's a good one. No, it's a good one. But the one in the 615 is the, and the one in Louisville, too, the gold standard. Absolutely the gold standard. But it's a big hotel that faces you, and then you go in the main entrance where the lobby is, check in and all that. But right down that hallway leads you to the mall, the Galleria Mall. And that hallway from the lobby into the mall is Radio Row. That's where all the radio stations now set up, front to back. Literally, it's a big zoo of radio. It's Radio Row. It's, I don't know how many stations. Like I told you, when we first set up there in the late 80s, we were the only station there. Nobody else did it. We were the only station there. We set up there and would do the show from right down that hallway. And would have a great time doing it. Yeah, those were fun days. Now, in the Sirius XM days, we were actually on the floor where all the interviews are, and we had our own room back in there. They'd bring the coaches to us. But if you're just the general population radio station setting up, you're on Radio Row, and you just have to go out there and fight for interviews, which is not something that I plan on doing ever again either. Not the most enjoyable thing ever, right? Let's get the bottom of the hour here, hanging out here on this Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine.
Reach out and touch someone.
A crash with injuries on I-40 westbound at the Charlotte Pike exit in West Nashville. Broadway getting a little bit of a slowdown as it heads onto West End Avenue. In East Nashville, I-40 and I-24 becoming a little full through Hermitage toward the Eastern Split. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Rent online anytime at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And now the fine folks at Dumford Irrigation would like to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate a military care package and learn how you can help a hero today. This salute is brought to you by Dumford Irrigation. For the finest quality in irrigation, lighting fixtures, and equipment, call Dumford Irrigation at 615-218-3058. That's 615-218-3058. Dumford Irrigation. They're people who care.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over 2 decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Justin Haley took home the win in the Cup Series. Yeah, you heard me right, from Daytona. Up next is Kentucky Under the Lights Saturday night. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Jeff Burton, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
The Nashville Hotel. Hope you had a good weekend. Monday edition. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Back to media days. SEC and the Big 12 starts today. Yep. Two pretty good leagues. Big 12. Isn't it amazing? We were talking about this the other day. Big 12 is actually a pretty healthy league right now. Good revenue flowing in. Got Texas rising again. Oklahoma's been carrying the big load the whole time, but been waiting on Texas. Texas last year had a good year. We'll see if they can sustain and maintain this year. Tom Herman, year number 3. SEC today would be the Gators, LSU, and Missouri. So it's not the same number of teams every day. obviously, if you've got 14 teams in 4 days, it's going to be staggered a little bit. Gators bringing Jabari Zuniga. P. Ryan, the running back, and also Felipe Franks. They bring a quarterback. The Gators bring a quarterback. That's a good question. It's been a while, right? Not really a quarterback you'd want to bring for a while with the Gators. I don't remember all the quarterbacks they brought. You've got LSU today. They're bringing Joe Burrow. Grant Delpit, the fantastic safety for them. Boy, I meant to ask Chris. I'll ask Chris this week. Give me a scouting report on Grant Delpit. To me, that's a surefire Sunday guy who's going to be a star. Missouri with their coach Barry Odom. They're bringing Kelly Bryant. So each team today bringing a QB transfer from Clemson. And they're also bringing DB DeMarcus AC and linebacker Cale Garrett to the media day. So the Gators, LSU, and Missouri. And there's some expectations in there. Gators might have gotten a little bit too much out of year one, out of Mullen. We'll see. Meaning sometimes those year ones are a little bit better than you thought, but it also creates a lot of pressure in year number two. We'll see. I think Florida's in good, solid shape for the future. I'm not trying to be negative, but you know how the mind works. We talk about this a lot. Mentally, fans think they set it up in their mind. When you get a new coach, year one sort of sets a bar, sets a limit, because year two's got to be better. And that's not the way it works. It might work that way, but it's not necessarily the way it's going to always work. Sometimes year one can be really good just because of circumstances, energy, depth chart, schedule, whatever. Year two is more of the correction year. And people don't like that. Whoa, you won in year one. What the hell are you doing? Year two is supposed to always be better. Not necessarily. Ask Brady Hoke. It's not the way it works. Gators, I think, are in good foundation condition. I do. But they've got to pick it up in overall personnel because George is sitting there with a roster that's prettier than yours. Got to pick it up. And even though they're recruiting well, I don't know if they're doing anything to tighten the gap with Georgia. They're signing good players. But that's not the measurement. It's how are you squeezing closer to Georgia, if you're Florida. LSU had a really good year last year compared to what most thought it would be, including me. And the guy I'm giving credit would be Joe Burrow. I think he solidified that whole roster. The quarterback had a domino effect literally on that whole roster, I believe. I don't know if we will ever know how important getting Joe Burrow was to them. They have not played well at quarterback consistently in so long. Literally, you could go back 10 years. But he did. He calmed that whole thing down last year. You could tell immediately, too. You could tell in the Miami game. Now, it turns out Miami wasn't very good, but still. Turned out well. And then Missouri. Missouri is always sneaky good, right? I mean, they are not going to be as good as Georgia and some of the teams maybe at the top, even though a few years ago they won back-to-back East titles. That was more circumstantial probably, but they still did it. They're not going to do it if Georgia's right. But they're sneaky good. They're always a little bit better than I think they're going to be. Again, sneaky, sneaky good. Little better than what you think. This is a funny thing I saw. Hawkeye Jason pulls it up. Bill Murray as the neighborhoods of the 615 Nashville. The only thing I didn't get about this, it had Antioch, Crazy Charlie's area, Belmead. Of course, he's in a tux in Belmead. Music Row, Green Hills, Bordeaux, Madison, Donaldson. How can you have a picture and not have Brentwood or Franklin in there? Clearly the leader in all of these areas. That's the only thing I don't. I think there was a bias there. Brandy says, Bill, just curious to see which coach you think will be on the move this year, moving up to a more high-profile job, higher-profile job, he says. He says, I think Dino Babers will be the number one guy on that list. Well, might be. If the Southern Cal job comes open, there are two really big name gigs that are attractive that might open. Again, might. This is not saying they will. That would be Southern Cal, and that would be Auburn. I'm not sure I think Florida State opens this year. I don't think they can afford it. There is a conspiracy theory out there by Karen, which does make some sense, that they brought in the young hotshot offensive coordinator, Briles. So if they have to fire Willie this year and pay him a lot of money, they can ill afford to go out and get another name. So they just slide Briles in there on the cheap. But would Southern Cal, if Urban Meyer is a no-go, let's just say for this conversation, he's a no-go. He's not coming back. Do they go after Dino next? Because if they do, Dino's got to go. You can't turn that down. It's a step towards a shot at a natty. Just saying. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America checking in this morning. Not from SEC Media Days. His Gators are today at the Media Days. It's Florida, LSU, and Missouri today in Hoover. Big 12, I'll pull you that list up here in a second. He says, Bill, how do we know that we, the Gators, have not closed the gap with Dan's recruiting ability? Kirby has been out recruiting everybody for 3 years. Well, I mean, I just look at the players. I think Florida's good. I don't think they're Georgia equivalent good. And certainly not when you're talking about the numbers. I'm talking about down the roster numbers. That's different. Down the roster numbers. If you bite into an orange this morning, I'm going to say it probably comes from Perry Mason's Grove. Yeah, right. Bite into a nice, refreshing orange this morning. I'm thinking it's right off Perry's Grove. It's good. Perry knows how to do that right. That's his. He's got a PhD right there, Perry does, when it comes to that. Let's get one more break here. Just getting going. We have busted about a 15th of a grape. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a football whiz from Auburn that only needed 1 second to beat Alabama? What if I told you he can chew gum and pee sitting down at the same time? What if I told you he wears his sweater vest while he makes love to his wife? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gus, This Bus Is on Fire.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Open Championship tees off at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland on Thursday. Rory McIlroy, the 8-1 favorite. As a 16-year-old, he set the course record with a 61. Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson, the second choice at 10-1. John Rahm is 16-1. Tiger Woods has not played a competitive tournament since the U.S. Open. He's 18-1. Major League Baseball today, the Brewers even money at home with the Atlanta Braves. They're minus 110, 10 over the total at Miller Park. Rick Porcello pitching for the Red Sox. They're $1.87 favorite at Fenway against Toronto. They're plus 172. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with seven flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy, tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Bi-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Scattered showers for this morning. Cloudy with a high of 84. Showers overnight, mostly cloudy with your low at 72. Showers on Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 85. Wednesday, showers mostly cloudy with your high of 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Thank you, Slava. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Big 12 today. Oh, and they moved it out of Frisco, Texas. They moved it to AT&T Stadium. That's pretty cool. That's where the Big 12 is having their event for the next, 2 days? It's a Monday-Tuesday event. Guess who they've got on Monday today? Les Miles. You know he's the Kansas coach. Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU. That's Les Miles' new gig. Gary Patterson, TCU. The Mullet's in there, too. Mike Gundy. Matt Wells, Texas Tech. And Lincoln Riley. You got some firepower there today. Wow. So, Boomer Sooner in there, along with Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and TCU. We mentioned at the SEC today, you've got Florida, LSU, and Missouri. That would be seven teams in front of the media today at Media Days, at least among the P4. I haven't looked at all the leagues, but Big Ten's not today. Pac-12 is not today, but you've got the Big 12 and you have the SEC. I would, and I'll find, it's going to be on one of the Fox regional networks, or if you get the Longhorn Network, which basically nobody does, even though they get paid $15 million a year for it. Texas does. But I want to watch the regional networks this morning. Les Miles is at 11, and I assume these are Central times. No, it says Eastern. Wow. These are Eastern times, even though it's in Dallas-Fort Worth. Not sure I understand that. But anyway, so 10:05 is Les Miles. I do want to hear that. Les is a guy who, if you think about it, he actually speaks in a very boring fashion. But what he says is always so quirky, it's interesting. What he says many times doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's interesting, right? He's got behavioral patterns that make you and I interested in him. Study him. I told you my story. We were sitting there at the SEC meetings, and they bring Les in to interview, and we talk to Les. And I had Bayou Dave, remember, he's still around too. Bayou Dave, he doesn't call the show anymore. But Bayou Dave, it said, Bill, would you get me an autograph on a media guide, LSU media guide by Les Miles? And here's the problem with that. If you start doing that, then you're just getting people stuff while you're at the meetings, right? If you start doing that for your audience, which you appreciate your audience very much, but that's hard to do. It's a pain in the neck, right? Now, I've got connections because I'm alone with Les Miles, so I don't have to chase him down or anything, but it's still kind of a pain in the neck. But for Bayou Dave, yes, I'll do it. Bayou Dave has struggled health-wise for many years, always had something going on. Remember, he'd call in, and before he'd talk about LSU, he'd start listing the things that were hurting him that day. And and these are legit, but it would irritate people. And he'd talk real slow, and today my back hurts, I can't get out of bed. It was something like that every day. And you know what? We feel bad for him, but day after day of that wears on the audience a little bit, right? So anyways, I got the LSU media guide, and after I talked to Les, I said, Coach, could I get you to please sign this? This is by you, Dave. And Les Miles is a good guy. He said, sure, I will. So I said, make it out to Bayou Dave and then just say, go Tigers or whatever. So he starts to write Bayou and he writes B-A and then he stops. And it gets quiet and it gets awkward and there's about four people in the room. There's an LSU SID guy. Brian Benio's in there with me. Our producer, and I don't remember who was producing. It wasn't Crazy Charlie. But we were sitting there, and now it's starting to get really weird because he doesn't know how to spell Bayou. And I didn't know whether I needed to say something. I mean, this is the LSU coach. I'm not kidding. It got really weird. Finally, somebody helped him spell it. B-A-Y-O-U, coach. Somebody spoke. I didn't. I chickened out. I just sat there. And then he was okay with go, G-E-A-U-X. Tigers, he was all good there. And he was good with Dave, but the Bayou thing threw him off a little bit. That's my Les Miles story. I'm sticking with it. He stopped. He wrote B-A and then stopped, and he just was staring there, and it was obvious he did not know if he could continue. How do I spell this? And if you screw it up on the media guide, then we got to go get a new media guide, which isn't going to be a big deal, but let's get this right the first time. There's my infamous Les Miles story. Back then, I remember telling everybody in the, I said, I've got a Les Miles story, but I can't tell you for a long time. That was it. That was the secretive Les Miles can't spell Bayou story. The LSU coach. You would think the first thing you learn when taking the LSU job is how to spell Bayou. It'd be one of the very first things you would do. Big 12 and the SEC today. We'll continue to hack it around a little bit. If you've got something else you want to get into, we can do it. 888-702-5494. If you want to get us on Twitter, at Bill is King. Email the show anytime, BillIsKing7@gmail.com.
We beat y'all asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.